the text messages that you're sending could be considered condescending and rude, and you just don't even have any idea. Just like when you say it in a conversation face to face, no offense, but you type that out, something offensive is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And almost always rude.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just like when you're saying it.
That's just if you say it.
Yeah. No, in a text message, no offense.
No offense. You see, no offense. You say it or text it. Yeah. You're like, oh, here we go.
It is 100% of the time. And then if you also write, let's say somebody shares something with you, or maybe it's a vulnerable or embarrassing, or maybe they're just confiding in you a little bit, and you just write, yikes. I've definitely done that.
Yikes.
Yes. What it's telling the other person is that it's condescending, and or that you're being condescending and judgmental, especially if there is no elaboration. You just write yikes and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It sends the message that whatever was shared was embarrassing, wrong, or cringeworthy.
I write yikes all the time.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my way of saying, I don't feel like responding all this time to you, but I get what you're saying. Like,
oh, that's rough. Where is all of this annoyance with text message coming? You text so much. You are on your phone all the time.
But he's telling his phone what to text.
I'm not on my phone that much, believe it or not. Sometimes I'll look at stuff. I don't text like Jared.
You may not text like me, but I think you are on your phone a lot more than you. The way you talk about other people on their phone is like you're on your phone a lot. Like all of us are.
I don't look. 99% of the time, you guys are sending Instagram messages. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever look at that.
Oh, I don't think that you're talking to us.
No.
I think you're talking to other people and just blatantly ignoring us. Like, I sent a traffic update outside of our hours. Something terrible had happened on the interstate, and I sent it because I knew that who was here in the studio would need it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. For our live traffic updates. And so I sent a picture of it, and everybody acknowledged it was a terrible accident.
Horrible, yeah.
And then seriously, like, 20 minutes later, Jason sent the same picture that I sent.
I didn't send the picture.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You sent the picture.
I did?
You don't even remember.
And you were like, guess I'm going a different way home today.
Oh, I didn't mean to send that to you.
Did you see?
Yeah, you did.
I meant to send that to my group.
See?
That's weird.
You, Taylor, Richard, hashtag my group.
My group, he says.
Sean and Steve.
My group.
The group that we have to get our kids from school that was backed up and was 2.5 hours late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent that picture that you sent and downloaded. I thought I sent it. I do that stuff all the time. But I looked at, I texted about 15 times yesterday.
Okay.
And then I never look at Instagram messages ever. Ever.
Mm-hmm. You're just on Fox News the whole time, or?
I do go on that sometimes when I get an alert.
Or like Instagram models?
No. I mean, my whole thing has changed.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good.
Why are you being a downer today?
You are.
I'm not on my phone as much as you think.
I don't know. I feel maybe you're on your computer a lot. I don't
know. I am on my computer a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Katie gave you a dig earlier.
I didn't.
She hurt you. And that's what would the workbook say to do at this point?
It came out. I didn't mean to. And now it's like, you know, there's no coming back.
No, I'm just saying you think I'm on my phone all the time. I'm just not. This guy is. Every single time I see him.
Well, that was
in mid-conversation.
And I'm not.
I don't think anybody's arguing that.
Jason, you're on your phone the most during the show.
Yes!
Like, while we're talking.
Because I'm looking something up, but now I try to do it on the computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
You think you're not on your phone the most, you're insane.
I'm not the one that said that.
Every time I come in.
I did not say that. I am on my phone too much. I've said that. I'm not lying about it.
And I started the whole conversation by saying, this is bad news for Jared. Because
right,
he writes,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will say this, of everyone in our group, I respond the most to the group. Yeah.
Because I think Matt probably responds the least.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, Matt left our group. Yeah. But then Josie added him back in.
Josie added me back for a feminist debate about space.
Yeah.
So glad I'm back.
And I didn't start that one.
I didn't miss it.
I did not. All I wanted to know, I sent a picture from what year was it? 2018?
Yeah.
It was 2018, and it was a picture of us in the studio. Jared and I have zero recollection of this ever happening, ever. I was looking for something else, and I found this picture of, I took it because it's from my seat. Between Jason and I, there was an enormous sheet cake that had two boobs on it.
Yeah.
That was for Hugs' bachelor party.
And we totally forgot.
Yeah,
see,
right.
I got added to the group after you sent the photo, but before you had the conversation about the photo.
Okay.
So there's this whole chat going on about a photo, and I'm like, never got it.
What photo?
I didn't get the photo.
I
wasn't in the group when it
came
through.
I just got it right now.
Just now?
That's when I just looked at that thread.
Oh,
just now.
I sent it a couple days ago because I was looking for something.
What?
I think you were. I think that you. I thought the text you said is like Jason, or we thought it said Jason on the cake. I couldn't tell. We're like, what is this?
I think I said, does anybody remember what this was? It was just one of those things that you find in your phone.
Like,
and
what is this?
What?
I feel like it was Hugs' bachelor party. And I feel like we made him motorboat the cake. And then because we made him do it, then we got upset that we couldn't eat the cake.
That's right.
Because his face had been in it. Okay. So it was a lose-lose for him.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it just came flooding back to me.
Oh, yeah.
We were angry that his face was on the cake.
Like, why did we tell him to do that?
Wow. It was our choice to do it. And then we got mad at him.
I just got the text.
Uh-huh.
You didn't just get it. You just read it.
You just read it. This sounds good.
Good thing your dildo runs off batteries.
Oh, that's what Kate. That's what
it gets out of control.
It does. That's what Katie said to me when my power went out at the house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I
that's
go,
awesome.
And I go, I forgot what I said, but it was something like,
I forgot to charge it. I mean, this is just a little insight.
That's why, you know, we don't want our group text to ever be published because we would all be canceled.
You got to look at it, though, because I feel like sometimes there's content or we have to talk about
There's content in there all the time.
All the time.
But it's so many different places. Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm going to post the picture of the boob cake so you guys can go down memory lane with us.
Well, it's just even with our job. Like, you know, people are like, oh, if we work 40 hours, whatever it is.
Oh,
we're constantly
non-stop.
content all the time. 24 hours. It's almost 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Because you can't just leave here and say, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay attention to anything else going on in the world.
Our
it doesn't work that way.
Is to pay attention to the minute details of just the way people act, the things going on in our lives. And then, of course, the things going on in the world. We know a lot about a little, or a little bit a lot. A little bit
about
a lot,
a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not much about a lot.
We would never, I think we might be good on Jeopardy, but we would never be good on any other game show.
Right.
That had,
or,
you know.
Or have to write like an in-depth essay about any topic.
Yeah. Yeah, I will tell you real quick that when I send messages, I usually send it to random people by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I use the talk to text feature a lot. And I'll be like, I'll push the side. I'll be like, send text Everly. Really bad today.
So vaping, you do a lot of vaping?
That's why you're not on your phone as much. You're too busy vaping.
I stopped, but it's getting worse.
One addiction for another. I get it.
It's getting worse.
It's getting I got the virus. Oh, God.
Anyways, when I say text Emily, I'll do the text, and her screen comes up, and she does the text. In my mind, I think I'm still on Everly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not. It's on the whoever's last.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah, we've all done that, and it can be very embarrassing.